Good day, dear friend. It's my pleasure welcoming you to another wonderful episode of Word Bits with the Beloved Vocals, a podcast dedicated to sharing God's love notes with you and the world. I'm Chika, and what a joy I have bringing you God's heart filled with love for you. The Word of God is the only means through which man can achieve and maintain wholeness of spirit, soul, and body, for therein reveals God's power, thoughts, plan, purpose, wisdom, ability, and so much more. It's always a beautiful thing to learn about God with the ultimate desire and goal to know Him intimately. And I pray that as you join me on this quest, we shall be apprehended by Him whom we seek to know and follow. So, as we begin today's episode, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again. Thank you for today. Thank you for another opportunity to share your word. Thank you for another day to be impacted by your love. I ask that you cause the mind and heart of your people listening to be receptive to your love today, and that Jesus be glorified in our midst. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Awesome. So, in the previous episode of God's Love Notes, we've been talking about salvation, how that God's love for you and I was clearly displayed when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and His blood became the pure atonement that took our sins away. Beyond the cross, we looked at other benefits to the sufferings of Christ. Previously, we read from scripture in Isaiah 53 verses 1 to 5 that Christ not only died for us, but He suffered unjustly for our sake, and His suffering produced our healing and wholeness, both mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and so on. Today, we shall continue with the same scripture to consider more about this plan of God, why Jesus chose to submit in silence to the Father's will, and what He ended up achieving through it all. Isaiah 53 verse 6 in the Message translation says, "We're all like sheep who have wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way, and God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on Him." Verse 7 says, "He was beaten, He was tortured, but He didn't say a word. Like a lamb taken to the slaughter and like a sheep being sheared, He took it all in silence." The footnote of the scripture in the Passion Translation explains that this was a silence of submission to His Father's will. Now, verses 8 and 9 in the New Living Translation read, "From prison and trial, they led Him away to His death. But who among the people realized that He was dying for their sins, that He was suffering their punishment? He had done no wrong, and He never deceived anyone. But He was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave." Now the question remains, why would Jesus allow Himself to be subjected to such pain and misery in bearing our sins on His body? Dear friend, it was all for love. Jesus sold His life as a seed because He knew He would harvest many souls like you and I by the virtue of His suffering. Let's see the purpose of this plan unfold as we read verse 10 in the Message translation, which says, "Still, it's what God had in mind all along, to crush Him with pain. The plan was that He gave Himself as an offering for sin so that He would see life come from it. Life, life, and more life. And God's plan will deeply prosper through Him." Now, according to the footnote of this scripture in the Passion Translation, it is explained that this entire plan points to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again to the place of highest honor. Christ's sacrifice results in the birth of spiritual children. He endured the suffering and gave His life because He knows He will see His spiritual offspring and live His abundant life through them. That's why the scripture says that by that action, He prolonged His days. It's a pleasure and an awesome privilege to have Christ live His life through you. The life we live is no longer our own, and in a way, we prolong His days on earth as we walk in close fellowship with Him through His Holy Spirit given to us at salvation. Even in His suffering, He looked beyond that and saw a people who will be recreated in His image, and that became the joy that was set before Him to endure the sufferings of the cross. Let's continue with verse 11 in the New Living Translation, which says, "When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of what he has experienced, my righteous servant will make it possible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all their sins." Praise the Lord. This scripture has been fulfilled and is still being fulfilled in the lives of many who have come to accept all that Jesus suffered and died for. This is an intimate knowledge and experience of him by faith that imparts the righteousness of God to everyone who believes. Now, to be declared righteous involves pardon and acceptance. So, we have become fully pardoned and fully accepted by God in Christ because he accepted the responsibility for the consequences of our sins. Finally, looking at verse 12 in the Amplified Translation, we read, "Therefore, will I divide him a portion with the great kings and rulers, and he shall divide the spoil with the mighty, because he poured out his life unto death, and he let himself be regarded as a criminal and be numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore and took away the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors, the rebellious." Now we come to understand that Jesus shares the spoils of his victory on the cross and in the resurrection with us, his mighty ones. We are now regarded as his mighty ones. He purchased your victory, your salvation, your emotional wholeness, your healing, your deliverance, your triumph over every fall, you name it, all because he poured out his lifeblood. Having offered himself as our sacrifice, he now intercedes for you and I as a high priest. So if you're already in Christ, I congratulate you. But if you're not, Jesus invites you to come share in all these spoils of victory, which he so readily wants to make yours. First, you must believe in him and in his finished works. And like scripture says, also confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. You will be saved. So if you'd like to rededicate yourself to Christ, or you'd like to start this new life in Christ, however the case, please join me and pray with all sincerity of heart. Dear Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for my sins and I confess them before you now. I believe Jesus came to earth. He suffered for my transgressions and my iniquities. He took my place on the cross and he died for me. I also believe that Jesus rose again on the third day to give me a brand new life. Thank you for showing me such great love. I receive your mercy by the precious blood of Jesus. I confess Jesus Christ as my Savior and as my Lord. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, dear friend. I join heaven to rejoice with you on your homecoming. If you just said this prayer, you need to grow in knowledge and revelation of all that Christ makes available for you. So I encourage you to join a local church of believers so you can learn more and have other believers in Christ around you to support you in your newfound life. Better still, you can send me an email via thebelovedvocals@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening in. God bless you. Until next time, stay blossoming and have a Godful day. Bye.